Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those in the public who wish to address the commission on matters that are not on the agenda. Does anyone would like to address the commission? Yes, sir, come forward. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Mike Jewett.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Jewett.
Okay.
How are you?
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Bowman.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, I don't do well off the hook, so this is written. My wife and I live on a house barge in Pocosin. We are moored beside a facility we own, which has become known as Watkins Dock. It was built in 1944. I acquired the dock in October 2002 and put in an application with the VMRC. In May of 2003 to do repairs and modest improvements. During an initial visit in 2003, your staff member told me that repair and maintenance work did not require a VMRC permit, that owners of facilities over state-owned bottomland were expected to keep their property in good repair. As a result, I started repairing the dock. To date, hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars have been spent in efforts to stop me. During 2003 and 2004, I removed and replaced rotted and broken portions of the dock and installed two finger piers as replacements for the cantilevered plywood and the PVC pipe the previous owners had used to access their skiff. I regret that I have to come before you in this forum, but for 4 years, your staff has refused to put my application before you and has repeatedly refused me an after-the-fact hearing on my finger piers. On January 25, 2005, this commission found my dock to be a hazard to navigation and ordered me to remove it. According to the record, this commission believed they needed to take strong measures to force me into compliance with regulations your staff had led you to believe that I had violated. Now, over the past 2.5 years, I have discovered VMRC files and evidence that clearly shows your staff was working with the City of Pocosin to help them find a way to get rid of my dock. VMRC records prove beyond any doubt that your staff ignored state-mandated procedure and broke the law in their efforts to blindside me and to hoodwink you. VMRC records clearly indicate your staff testified falsely before you. VMRC and York County Court records clearly indicate your staff's willingness to alter their record and put false evidence before the court on numerous occasions. To date, your new commissioner has not responded to my pleas that he intervene and investigate. I have corresponded with your head of Habitat Management and your senior counsel. They are aware that the lawfully mandated commission procedures were not followed and that the courts have been given false information. They continue to prosecute me on your behalf. I really don't believe you intended that the laws of Virginia be broken in order to force me into compliance or to cause me the loss of my property. But that is what has happened, and it will continue to happen if you don't intervene. I have a packet for each of you with a sample of the evidence that this is happening. Please put an immediate halt to the ongoing legal proceedings, investigate my allegations, and give me an opportunity to retain and repair my property. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir.
I have 10 packets, and I can either approach or...
Give it to Mr. Graham for me, if you would, please. What time did you arrive here this morning, by chance?
About 11 o'clock.
Well, had you been here earlier, you would have noticed that we have discussed your matter today. Matter of fact, we discussed it in closed session in reference to the letter that I wrote you.
I haven't received a letter from you. I have not received a letter from you.
Okay. For the record, I sent you a letter indicating that, as I recall, or at least during the course of our phone call, I would be discussing the matter with legal counsel before we met.
Steve, will you?
Yes. One more? There you go. Let's go.
There you go.
So I just want to let you know that the matter is not falling on deaf ears.
I appreciate it.
We are looking at the matter, but as you also know, that the matter is before the court
I'm
at the present time.
Yeah.
I'll ask my counsel if he has any further comments that he'd like to make.
As you know, litigation is currently pending against you. There's a hearing on your rule show cause on September 12th. If you care to make a proposal to me on how you intend to resolve the matter on the issue of your contempt, I'd be happy to hear it and deliver that to the commission. You have my contact information, or I can contact you, and we can meet at your convenience.
How's that?
Well, it leaves me with a couple of feeling very out of the loop on the fact that apparently there was some decision made to bring up some discussion about my property with all of the commissioners today at some point in time before this morning.
Do you want to explain to him the law pertaining to closed sessions, Mr. Grandison?
The commission is entitled to have closed session meetings where they receive advice from counsel. The closed session meetings happen at every regularly scheduled meeting, generally at the beginning in the morning. This meeting began at 9:30. It was a short recess taken about 9:45, 10 o'clock, where they were advised by counsel that any further communications would happen between you and their counsel.
So
I wasn't aware of that, and there was no attempt made to make me aware of it.
Well, we've been in a meeting all day long today. As soon as the meeting would have been over Mr. Grandison would have contacted you based on the decision by the commission to have our counsel discuss with you exactly what you've just asked for. So that's what we'll be doing.
I would like to make just one more comment
Sure.
that I think Mr. Grandison will back me up on.
Okay.
There is a time is sort of the essence here. My window of opportunity to do such things as interrogatories, depositions, and things like that.
And Mr. Grandison just told you, Mr. Jewett, that he would be in contact with you or you can contact him after we finish the meeting today. Today. That's as fast as we can do it.
All right.
Good enough?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Anyone else like to speak on matters not on the agenda? If not, the next item on the agenda will be public hearing, proposed technical amendments to Regulation 4, BAC 20.